Call me. 6:38 right now is our time here on the Breakfast Club, 189.3. And calling us on the line right now is Tashana Williams. She is the CEO and founder of Orchard Black Company. She shares advice in overcoming challenges and keeping her vision clear. Because February is Black History Month. We celebrate achievements past and present by our Black neighbors and people all across this country. And so we're talking with Tashana about that and about being an entrepreneur this morning. Good morning, Tashana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. First of all, what is your business?
My business is Orchid Black & Company, which is a dynamic consulting firm. We've got a drive for fostering business growth, the arts, and also advocating for linguistic minorities.
Okay, so how did you get started with this? Because it seems like a really interesting consulting business. I mean, did you know there was a need for this, or is this just something you've always loved doing?
You know what? I didn't know that I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know I wanted to work for myself, but I know that I wanted to help people and make a difference. And so I actually started off with my studies in biochemistry and pharmaceutical sciences. And then I allowed myself to be discouraged by one person, and that changed my entire plan. I ended up enrolling for International Business Administration, and I just plunged right into network marketing and found my passion for entrepreneurship.
You said you let yourself be discouraged by one person, and was that a good thing?
It was. I honestly and truly give a huge thank you to that person, because I wouldn't be here where I was today, where I am right now, without them.
And so I want to stick with that a little bit, because sometimes we think of being discouraged. Was it a loving discouragement, or is it just legit someone like, nah, you're no good?
That's a really good question, actually. This person was a leader for me, and so it was somebody that I was looking up to as a mentor. And their methods just didn't really help me feel confident in what I was learning. And so I ended up, you know, just taking what they gave me, and I viewed them more as an adversary than anything else. And I just kind of took that and said, you know what? I'm going to stick it to you, and I'm going to thrive no matter what you say.
You're talking with Tashana Williams about how to be an entrepreneur, celebrating women entrepreneurs. And is it more difficult, do you think, for women to be entrepreneurs?
Matt, I do believe that, you know, as a woman, yes, it is. We face challenges, like, you know, when it's being taken seriously. You know, there are still some systemic issues that women face in the workforce. You know that, you know, some women still aren't getting paid as much as men are. And then also being a Black woman in the professional field also is a big challenge as well.
So what were some of the challenges that you face? I know you say it's a challenge, but in what ways did you find it difficult?
In terms of being a Black woman, or just as a business owner?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about being more difficult for women, more difficult for Black women. I mean, what ways was it difficult? I mean, just to want to understand your difficulties here, because I've never started a business of any kind, so it, just being an entrepreneur sounds hard to me.
Well, absolutely. Some of the challenges that I face as a Black woman in business is, you know, you'll be on the phone right now, we're having a wonderful conversation. And when it comes down to getting to meet that person and they realize you're a person of color, they kind of lose their touch a bit. They lose their faith. They kind of start treating you a little bit differently. And so one of the things that I have to make sure I do in order to face that challenge is make sure that I present myself at 110% all the time. I always make sure that I can back up what I say. And you also have to follow through.
So after going through all these difficulties and, you know, having discouragement literally lead you into entrepreneurship, what's it like to have the letter CEO next to your name?
Matt, it feels amazing to work for myself, to be able to help communities, as well as help other businesses thrive. And that's part of the reason why I chose to be a consultant, because I am a CEO for myself, but I also want to help you be a CEO or help that person over there be a CEO. Everybody has ideas. We can all be CEOs if we really just put our energy and our hearts into it.
For so many people who are entrepreneurs that are trying to, you know, make it in the business, you don't make money right away. You're struggling right away, and it probably takes a little while for you to breathe, just to relax and say, I've made it. When did you feel as though, okay, this is actually going to work?
That is a wonderful question. I feel like my I made it moment was when I was able to take a trip across the country and meet a client for lunch and just immerse myself in their unique and fascinating history, find out what led them to their mission. And now I find it as an actual regular practice that I do, because it also helps to fulfill a balance when you're working for yourself.
What's your biggest advice for someone listening right now that's thinking, I would like to start a company, but I'm terrified by it. I have an idea, I have a passion, but I am terrified.
Well, for those people who are interested in starting a business, I definitely recommend checking out websites. There's, you know, for Black History Month, of course, there's the Black Economic Alliance Foundation, and you can find them at foundation.blackeconomicalliance.com. I also recommend for people to go to their local chamber of commerce and find out more information as well.
You may keep mentioning again, you know, that it's you want to inspire people. Who inspired you?
Oh, I have such a robust roster of inspiring people in my family, Matt. We have a family full of matriarchs. And, you know, they came here as first-generation immigrants, and they worked so hard to provide the life that I have right now. And they also helped to, you know, instill those principles that I carry as well. And with that, of course, we have public figures, you know, historical public figures like Madam C.J. Walker and Katherine Johnson, who were some of the first successful Black entrepreneurs and intellects in our history, as well as people in modern day like Viola Davis and Maya Angelou, who also help us stay relevant.
You mentioned that, you know, you're from a family of matriarchs. Is that something that maybe gives Black women a leg up? Because there are more of a matriarchal culture in Black families than in white families on the average, that is.
Absolutely. It creates a sense of community within your family. It's a closeness. You know, some people might find that to be intimidating when they see people, families that are super close, but those values, you know, we carry them with us throughout life, and having strong women to look up to in my family, I'm so blessed that I have that opportunity.
Well, where can we go to find more information about you and all that you're advocating for?
Well, you can find out more information about me on any of my social media pages, on Facebook and Instagram, under the handle of Orchid Black, Orchid Black Co. You can also find me online at oflinklink.com/Orchid Black & Company.
All right. Well, Tashana, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and hopefully you've inspired some listeners to go out there and make it on their own as well.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt.
Absolutely. Again, that's Tashana Williams joining us here on The Breakfast Club.